I am in charge of my attitude. I am in charge of my attitude. I am the only one who is in charge of my attitude. And as I go around this world and as I go through this life, it is a beautiful, fabulous, glorious life that I live because I am in charge of my attitude. When I wake up in the morning, I say, wow, I feel great. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. I'm fantastic, fantastic, fantastic. And then I go to the bathroom, clean myself up for the day, and do it smoothly, easily, quickly. And then I get ready for my talk here to put onto the internet every morning, 10-minute talk, thought for today. And then after that's done, I go out in the kitchen. I pare an apple for Ruby and myself, and I give Ruby a little bit of beef jerky, and we get all set to go on our talk, on our walk. And as we walk, I say, I feel fantastic, and I twist around, and I back and forth 10 times each way, and I twist my arms forward, and I twist my arms backwards, and I feel just wonderful. I say, I feel fantastic. I have the most glorious body in the world. I have the most wonderful body in the world. I feel glorious and wonderful. It's my attitude. And my attitude is everything. My attitude is who I am. My attitude is what I'm thinking about myself. My attitude is what I believe about myself. My attitude is where I am in my consciousness. And that's important. It's not a matter of where I am in my physical body, whether I'm at the ocean or the mountaintop or in the city. It doesn't matter where I am in my physical body. It only matters where I am in my attitude about myself. Now, if my attitude about myself is an attitude of lovingness, happiness, joyfulness, if I say I have the most ideal body in the world, I'm fantastic, I'm glorious, I'm wonderful, then I do. My attitude is what runs my life, and I run my attitude. I choose my attitude. I choose all the experiences that I have in my life. I choose all the attitudes that I have in my life. I choose all the evidence that I have in my life that tells me how wonderful I am, how fantastic how I am, how glorious I am, and that's all that it is. That's all that it is that tells me what goes on in this world, and nothing else really matters. Nothing else really matters whatsoever, because my attitude is everything. Now, I have people contacting me every day, asking for spiritual guidance, asking for healing, asking for love, asking for how to have a better life. And I tell them all, it's just one thing. I said, it's not somebody else. It's not something else. It's not your outer, but it's your inner. It's your attitude about yourself. Now, what sort of attitude do you have about yourself? What sort of attitude do you have about your body, your life, your affairs? What sort of attitude do you have about the people in your world? You created them, every single one of them. You created them, every single bit of their life. You created them. You created however they are in your world. You created them, and you love them, and you keep creating just the way you love them. And if there's anything that you'd like to see improved in them or blessed in them, it's up to you to put it there by your attitude. And in your attitude, they are more glorious and more wonderful and more fantastic and more whole and more beautiful than they were an instant before, because your attitude sees them that way. Now, your attitude sees yourself however you are. And your attitude sees you as a lovely person. If you're going to take on the burdens of everybody else in the world and take on what their problems are and what the worries are, then you got a problem. But if your attitude is that all the world is fresh, it's a fresh and beautiful slate for me to draw upon, for me to write upon, for me to inscribe my desires, my choices, my decision, my beingness. If that's your way of looking at life, it's wonderful, because then you will be looking at everything not as something cut in stone, but something that is in your heart. And when it's in your heart, it's malleable, it's mellow, it's wonderful, it's so fantastic that you just feel glorious about it. And if someone does you wrong, you just turn to them and say, I love you, you're wonderful, you're fantastic, and go your way. Go your way. Don't make them correct what they have done, for you're the one who did it first. Don't make them feel that they're bad for bad-mouthing you. You just go and good-mouth them. You good-mouth everybody. That's all you know how to do. And as you do this, as you really, really, really go around good-mouthing everybody, you'll find that everybody in the world good-mouths you. Whenever we've got anybody bad-mouthing ourselves and we recognize it, it's something that we have created, something that we have caused to be in our world, something that we have caused to be in our life. It's our attitude. And when our attitude is so pure, pure like the pure driven snow, my sister always used to like to call me that, Herbie, you're pure as the pure driven snow. And I said, thank you, May, thank you. And she was older than I was, and of course she would know, you know. And she would say that all the time. And it was many times out of irritation because she was finding it difficult to be that pure herself. And then she looked at me and she saw the pure white-driven snow, this innocent little character, and she said, oh, you're just like the pure white-driven snow. And then her attitude changed. Instead of picking on me, she was helping me. Instead of picking on herself, she was helping herself. Instead of thinking that she was not a perfect girl, that she was not a perfect person, she started realizing that she's pretty nice. She has the nicest brother in the world. Naturally, she has the nicest brother in the world. When all brothers and sisters sort of support each other and see each other as the nicest brothers and sisters in the world, that's just what they are. Anyone say anything bad about my brother or my sister, they've got me to contend with. But they don't have me to contend with because nobody says anything bad about my brothers or sisters or me. People only say lovely things because this is my attitude about myself. This is my attitude about my world. This is my attitude about me. And that's all that matters, isn't it? It's all that matters is what is my attitude about myself? Are you the pure white-driven snow? You are. Because if I'm the pure white-driven snow, I can only see the pure white-driven snow everywhere around me. I can only see the innocence, the honesty, the integrity, the absolute quality of goodness all around me and in everything that I am. And when people come and say, I have a healing need, I say, you have a healing experience that you want to go through? You want to go from one thing to another? Or do you want to go only to recognize that you already are the other? You already are wholeness. You already are the quality of fantasticness. You already are the allness. You already are the goodness. You already are the pure white-driven snow. That's what you are. That's what you are. That's what I am. That's what the world is. And how wonderful that is. And how wonderful that is. And here in Southern California, we don't have that much snow. So when we do have it, it is indeed the pure white-driven snow. And if we take time to go to the mountains to go skiing, like Gregor Mueller loves to do, he loves to go up on top of the mountains and ski and ski and ski and ski, and he thinks that's the most fun thing, the most wonderful thing in the world, being a Swiss boy as he is. And why not? Why not? Does Gregor see himself up on the mountains skiing, or does he see him working in the vineyards that he has? Now, what is he doing? He is being himself and having fun. When he says to his wife, Rochelle, I'm going to go skiing this weekend. You coming? And Rochelle says, of course. And so the two of them go up to the mountaintop and ski and have all the fun in the world because that's how they see themselves, the pure white-driven snow. Just like you and I are the pure white-driven snow. All our friends are the pure white-driven snow. Everyone in our world is the pure white-driven snow. And how wonderful it is. Yes, how wonderful it is. Join me in recognizing that it's true of you right now. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.